The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Social Democrat TD Aidan Farrelly has suggested that people aged 16 or 17 are as civically informed as their peers aged over 18, and therefore they should be allowed to vote. Henry McKean is with me to discuss this further. Henry, what can you tell us?
Kieran, it's a really interesting one. I mean, this bill is going to be, they're going to try and introduce it today. People aged 16 and 17 are civically informed as their peers aged over 18, but are unjustly restricted when it comes to democratic participation. And that are they are the words of TD Aidan Farrelly. He also goes on and says that 16-year-olds were able to vote in the 2014 Scottish independence referendum. It didn't do any harm or any help, really, because Scotland's still part of Britain. And also 16-year-olds can vote in the Welsh Parliament and local elections. But we wanted to put this to young people. Here are young people in Cork. You're 19 years of age. Have you voted yet?
No, I haven't. The last time, the last election, I was kind of busy and I didn't get around to it. I think, when was the last one, the last election?
It wasn't that long ago. It was just in November, just gone.
No, I didn't vote for that one, sorry.
And do you think 16-year-olds, if they did have the right to vote, would they actually go and cast their vote?
I don't think so. Like, my brother now, he's 16, and I wouldn't say he's mature enough at all to vote. He doesn't even know what's going on in the country at all, so...
He doesn't know?
No.
What does he know about?
Fortnite. Like, literally.
Fortnite?
Yeah, and, like, sports, that's it. And FIFA, he's no interest in anything politics.
So computer games and sport.
So I wouldn't say that... Like, his vote probably wouldn't... Like, it wouldn't even... It'd be proper, fair, I don't think that if he doesn't know what's going on.
Do you think he could be easily influenced?
I think so. Like, he'd probably just go by what our family says. So I don't know, it's not really an individual vote then.
And how does your family vote?
My mom and dad have the same views on politics, so they kind of vote for the same party every year, but...
And what party is that?
I'm Fine Gael.
And so they're a Fine Gael family, always?
Yeah.
And are they farmers?
No.
And you're 20, have you voted yet?
I voted in this one because I knew someone running in the election, so I voted for them. But I don't think 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote, to be honest, because I think a lot of them wouldn't even vote in the first place.
They won't show up.
Yeah, I feel like they wouldn't even use the vote, so I think it might be a waste.
Have you ever voted?
I haven't voted before. Is there cameras on me? No.
There's no cameras. There's CCTV, I think.
No, I haven't voted before. I'm 23 at the moment, so I actually haven't voted before. But if I was to vote, I'd vote for Sinn Féin.
So you haven't got round to voting yet?
No,
you're 23.
No, 23.
But if you did get round to it, it would be Sinn Féin.
Yeah. It would be Sinn Féin.
And have you voted yet?
I'm 20, I have, yeah.
Who did you vote for?
Fine Gael.
I just think we should widen the scope of people voting, because people don't vote because, you know, they're in work, they have other things going on, so why not give 16-year-olds a say?
Do you vote?
Yes. Not in every election, but when I can and when I'm available, I will go, definitely, yeah.
Henry, it's funny. I was only talking to somebody about this recently, somebody who goes around giving talks to transition year students about the legal system. But part of it gets into the legislative process. And she always asked them if they would like to vote. If they could vote, would they vote? And almost universally, they say no. They say they couldn't be bothered. They don't care about it. So
that's fascinating.
Yeah, that's the view of, well, those transition year students she's talking to. You spoke to some older people about this, did you?
Yeah, and we've got to remember, older people, it's a terrible cliche, they do vote. And they, according to these particular ladies I bumped into, they've been voting since they were 18.
Earlier is better because when you're in school, you're probably more involved with teaching of civics or politics or whatever. And you might as well do it earlier rather than later. I think when you're older... Maybe you just become a bit disinterested.
So you think it's a good idea? They can perhaps
I do.
Teach them
they
about
learn
politics
about it before they get too old. Because when they leave school at 18, like, it's not in their psyche. Whereas we were in school, we all learned about voting.
So you did learn in your school?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I voted.
Civics was a big thing. Yeah.
The minute we got became 18, we had our vote, and I've been voting since.
And you were so proud to go and cast your vote.
Yeah, it's so important. But I know, like, you know. Adult children now, they don't vote at all. Like,
and are you still voting the same way?
I think they're just disconnected.
They're disconnected.
And I think really over the years, because we've heard so many scandals and it's all out there in the news, they don't really kind of get involved.
Were you influenced by anyone at 18? And are you still voting the same way?
Yeah, we well,
I am, to be honest, because I suppose we were influenced by our grandparents and our father, really, who were all very pro Fianna Fáil, you know.
So you carried on voting Fianna
Fáil? Yeah, I did, for the most part. I do vote independence, and I would vote Green. It's probably a tradition.
Isn't that interesting? Traditionally, your family voted Fianna Fáil, at 18, and you're still voting Fianna Fáil, with a few independents thrown in there and the Greens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you'd have a certain ethos as well, because you're kind of influenced by how you grew up and the people who are around you. But certainly I would kind of more vote for an individual rather than a political party.
One listener says 16-year-olds should not have phones, Henry, never mind a vote. And somebody else says, no surprise, the left wants to give 16-year-olds the vote. People who vote for the Socialist Party think they're entitled to things without working for them and paying taxes, just like 16-year-olds. So there's a theme emerging on the text line, people giving out about the left in general, and this is some sort of a tactic to engineer themselves into government. You met 18-year-olds as well, do you?
Yes. Yeah, and this is the thing. The ones I met didn't say they wanted to vote for the Social Democrats. They said they wanted to vote for other parties. So that's interesting. And this particular young person voted for a very, very well-known politician. So you're 18. Have you cast a vote before?
I have, yeah. Just for the general elections there in November.
And did you find it exciting, the whole democracy?
Yeah, to be fair. Although I'd say if I was younger now, I wouldn't know what I was voting for, you know.
And did you know what you were voting for this time?
Yeah, I did, to be fair. I did my research when I was 18, but like...
And who did you vote for?
Micheál Martin, in the end.
So you voted for an established local Cork man who is now Taoiseach?
Yeah, and I kind of know him personally as well, so...
And what's he like personally?
Well, not like him personally, but like I know his son and...
So you'd say hi?
Yeah.
But you don't go for pints?
No, certainly not, no. When I was 18, I kind of did my research on like the Greens and stuff like that. Even though before that I had no idea anything, when I did my research, I kind of got to know it.
Do you think 16-year-olds would go and do their research? Do you think they'd come out and vote? Do you think they should have the right to vote? Because they can have a part-time job, they can pay taxes.
I mean, it could be a good idea to like give them the opportunity, but I feel like loads of them just wouldn't kind of care and try. Like even when I was 18, loads of them just didn't vote. So
a lot of your friends didn't vote?
Yeah.
You're 17 years of age. Would you like the right to vote?
Yeah, I would. I think at the age of 17, we have enough scope to make a decision. The 1 year, 2 years isn't going to make a major difference. We learn in school, we learn about politics and about the area and about everything. I think we should have some right anyway, yeah.
Sheep, Henry. Imagine voting the same because your family always votes for a party. Pure sheep. Is the assessment of one listener, and somebody else says, most don't know their arse from their elbow, nor do they pay taxes. We have enough Egypts in Kildare Street already. So that's the view of the text line. What is the view of the experts?
Yeah, well, the experts, I mean, they're not perhaps going along with what the Soc Dems have to say. Here is political scientist Dr. Owen O'Malley, School of Law and Government in DCU. He has questions about it.
The first question I would ask is why? What's the point? So the Soc Dems have said that this is a way in which they will value and send a signal to young people, to 16 and 17-year-olds, that they valued their voice. Now, obviously, that begs the question, why don't we value 15-year-olds' voices? Any cutoff is going to be arbitrary, but I would have thought that the age at which we do make that cutoff at 18 is adulthood, and so it's less arbitrary than other ones. And we do treat 18-year-olds as adults. They are adults, and we treat them differently in, for instance, the criminal justice system. And I don't see anybody asking for 15 and 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds to be treated as adults in the criminal justice system. And I wonder, would the Soc Dems want to do so? There are probably different ways in which we value people's voices, and we don't necessarily have to give them the vote to value their voices. You know, children can engage in protest and do, you know, we saw in that Fridays for Future on the climate that children did engage, and they can do that, and there's nothing stopping us listening to their voice. We just don't have to necessarily give them a vote. And we are also left with the problem that many young people who can legally vote, 18, 20, 25-year-olds, they don't vote. And that's not going to solve that problem, which is a more significant problem. by just allowing 16 and 17 year olds to vote.
So says Owen O'Malley from DCU. One listener says, how in the name of God can we give 16 year olds a vote while at the same time talk about banning them from social media? This is Mickey Mouse stuff. Another listener says, with the woke ideology going on in secondary schools these days, could you imagine the governments they would vote in? And somebody else has a compromise suggestion. What about supporting a restructuring of the Shannon to have a youth panel that younger people could vote in and a diaspora panel as well? Now, there's an idea. Here's one more for the moment, but lots of people have strong views. Most seem to be against extending the franchise. When one of the Vox Pop people speaking to Henry said they hadn't voted because they were at work, my 11-year-old commented that voting is open 12 hours. I've brought my kids voting so many times so they know how important it is and how much of a privilege it is. Also, they are very aware that it is so easy to vote, but also so essential and hard fought, especially for women. 087 1400 106. Keep your views coming in. Do you agree with the Social Democrats that we should extend the franchise to 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds?
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.